Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Facial recognition may seem like a reliable identification method, but as Megan Papish, assistant professor of psychology at Louisiana State University, suggests, we have a ways to go before we can call it a foolproof security measure.
The fact that two people boarded the lost Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 using stolen passports raises a valid concern. How do people get through security with IDs featuring photos of other individuals? Because society relies on face recognition and ID verification for so many tasks, people are under the impression that we are experts in this domain. Our research shows the precise opposite. One of our most recent studies finds face matching related to ID checks to be incredibly fallible, with error rates between 10 and 20% under ideal laboratory-induced conditions. But in most high-risk situations, including passport control, where people can assume a very low rate of fake or stolen IDs, the numbers tell a different story. When observers infrequently encountered fakes, they failed to catch 45% of them, even when given multiple opportunities to correct their errors. That's a tremendously high error rate when you consider the implications for terrorism and criminal activities. When we encounter someone we've seen before, even if their appearance has changed, our brains make compensations, allowing recognition. For unfamiliar faces, we must extract information from both a photo ID and a human being, then undergo a perceptual search using nonspecific, imprecise targets. Relying on instantaneous identity verification using a photo that captures us frozen in a single moment of time, especially given the array of cosmetic changes that can occur following that photo, is setting ourselves up for extreme vulnerability. Ours is not the only study demonstrating weaknesses inherent in face matching. In the end, a better understanding of face matching might lead us to a better way to effectively use photo IDs for their intended purpose.
That was Megan Papish of Louisiana State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me and I want all the world.